retail giant Amazon weighing down major indexes following a weak sales report. The Dow is off 187 points now. The Nasdaq down 108. This is SRN News.
This summer, we all want to reconnect with friends and family. And the team at Legacy Box can help you make the most of your time together by enabling you to revisit classic memories while creating new ones. Legacy Box is an affordable way to have footage of family milestones trapped on home movies and photos safely stored on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. The process is remarkably simple. Just follow the guide from Legacy Box's all-inclusive kit, and their experienced team will create digital copies of your videotapes, film reels, and photos. Soon you'll have everything saved on the format of your choice, along with your originals. Imagine highlights from the past digitally preserved and always ready to share. Even better, Legacy Box is offering 40% off this week. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of this limited time offer and ensure your past is always within reach. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 40%. legacybox.com/lbox.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I hate to be the one to tell you that the heat advisory continues again today. This is the fifth day in a row. Our actual high temperature will be near 100, but the heat index is high as 108 today. Sunshine dominates. The rain chance is very small, 10% at best. And tonight's low down to about 80. Tomorrow, another tough day with a high in the upper 90s. More dangerous heat indices, but some widely scattered spotty storms will be around in the afternoon and evening hours. And the rain chances get better on Sunday and Monday, and the temperatures will level off. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Alabama health officials say COVID-19 is raging through the state. Alabama now has the nation's highest positivity rate. Only 34% of Alabama's population is fully vaccinated. That's the lowest in the nation. The city of Montgomery's 44th homicide is 25-year-old Keisha Green. She was shot and killed on Rosa Parks Avenue Wednesday night. Three other people were injured. One of them suffered life-threatening injuries. The two others were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. And the state of Alabama was well represented at the NBA draft last night. Bama's Josh Primo went 12th to the San Antonio Spurs. Bama's Herbert Jones went 35th to New Orleans. Auburn's JT Thor was the 37th pick of the Detroit Pistons. And Sharif Cooper of Auburn went 48th overall to the Atlanta Hawks. Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham went first overall to the Detroit Pistons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogle here. Dale Jackson on the line with me. So I think I've said this before when Dale's called in, but Dale, the reason you get to hear me behind this microphone and the reason I don't totally suck, only a little bit, is because Dale Jackson one day actually let me have the opportunity to guest host.
Don't blame me for this.
You what?
Don't blame me for this.
Oh, I'm so blaming you. They've had me here for 90 days. 90 days. Actually, we're at 92. Who's counting? 92 days, and it's all your fault, Dale Jackson.
So sorry, guys.
I'm still learning, though. I love this. I love having you on because it's really fun to see a different style of radio. So we're going to go ahead and go with some callers and see how you and I shake things up a little bit. Donkey Lori on the line.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Donkey.
Hi, April Marie.
I'm going to call you Donkey instead of Lori now that I know you actually have donkeys.
Yes. And we are fellow foster sisters in the, you know, animal kingdom that we foster animals for our local shelters. I think my whole take on it, and it's no disrespect to anybody, not any of the callers, not any of the hosts or our guests, but if folks could just live and let live and not have condescending, it's, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you know, for someone who doesn't want the vaccine, they're, you know, for me personally, I don't know the long-term effects of it. And I made it through the first round of COVID by the grace of God, even taking care of COVID people. And I just, for my own personal set of circumstances, I just choose not to get vaccinated. I don't want to be shamed because of that. I don't want to be condescended to. I don't want to be told, you know, when the commercial break, when the news comes on and six people tested positive on the Royal Caribbean, four were adults that had been vaccinated. You know what I mean? So we're not going to condescend or shame, you know, those that got vaccinated and still have contracted COVID.
I think we have to stop the fear porn of talking about every individual case. There is a child in the Birmingham hospital with COVID, and you would think that that child is the second coming of Christ, the way that he is talked about all day, every day. Now, let me assure you, if my child were to get sick, I would be beside myself. Absolutely. But I would not want my child held up as a, look here, you jerks and idiots, go get your vaccination.
Right.
And that's what's
happening. And let me just say this, you know, listen to what we're talking about here. You know, one of the reasons, and she's using this, the caller, Donkey, is using this one experience that we heard about on these cruise ships to say, you know, well, see, you can still get it. Well, yes, you could. 161 million people have gotten the vaccine. 5,601 have caught breakthrough cases. I guess we can add, what, four to that now? 5,605 people have gotten breakthrough cases of COVID, and 1,141 of those people have died. It's an insignificant amount of people. Yes, it's not 100% foolproof, but if you're trying to tell me that one of the reasons you're not thinking about getting vaccinated is because four people on a ship didn't get it, my response is this, and this is going to sound super rude. How old are you?
And actually, I just want to say that's not the reason why. That was just your commercial that just played.
No, I know.
I do want to say part of the problem is the way you are speaking right now, in my opinion, is that you don't know. I'm 53 years old, okay? And I've made up my mind way before this point. But it's the attitude that comes with the facts. You can give me the facts. But the attitude that comes with it just seems very condescending. And I don't mean any disrespect to you. I mean, great respect to you because you have a radio program and everything. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying is that people don't have to.
I got it. You're feeling it. I got it. But let me be clear on this. Let me be clear on this. And I'm saying this with as little respect as I can possibly muster up here. I don't care. What we're talking about here is whether or not it's smart for you to get the vaccine. And that's 100% your right to do. And I agree. People should not be condescending to people about this particular decision. However, when the arguments being made are wrong, that's when the niceties need to stop. I'll listen to everything you have to say. You're 53 years old. You don't think you're at an age risk. You're right about that. And that's fine. But I don't have any way to know your entire history. All I know is what you say here on the radio. And that's what I responded to. If that hurts your feelings, well, I think the talk radio callers are a lot tougher than you're giving them credit for.
Okay, the main reason I'm not getting the vaccine, the number one reason I'm not getting the vaccine, is that the long-term effects are not known, and because we've been given so much information that is not accurate, not true. Now, whether some of it is where they're just flying off the hip, they're doing the best they can, giving them the best of the doubt, or there's things that they know that they don't want you to know. I don't know. But my main thing is that I don't know the long-term effects of it. That's why I'm not getting the vaccine.
That is a completely justifiable reason not to get it. That's a completely justifiable reason.
And that is my reason. So, I mean, but I just think there's such a lack of personal respect between human being to human being right now, regardless of their stance on it. And I don't think that we have to belittle each other, talk down to each other, or remove any ounce of respect from our tone and from our conversation, because we can agree to disagree. And
right,
I don't
think
I'm out there killing people. But anyway, y'all have a blessed weekend. I'm enjoying the show. I hope I didn't offend anybody. I hope I didn't sound disrespectful at all.
Thank you, Donkey Lori. And Dale, you know, here's the thing. Greg Budell's a little spicy like you. Have you ever met Greg Budell?
I never met him, but I've heard him.
So Greg Budell can be a little spicy. The listeners here don't get a lot of spice in their life. Your brand of news talk is
well, it depends on the day, April Marie. It depends on the day. Dale, you ever heard of Tom Segura, the comedian?
I have not.
He's got a whole bit about how when he meets fellow comedians, it's like serial killers meeting each other. It's like, you do it the same thing I do, but you do it differently. Explain it to me. Yeah, that's, it's fun to listen to. It's fun to watch.
That's really funny.
Look, my issue here is look, it's kind of like, I liken this a lot to the 2016 election. You know, what you have is a bunch of people that just want to be right. They don't care why they're right. They just want to be right. Donald Trump's going to win. I said that in 2015. Yes, you guessed correctly. Congratulations. And that's great. And I'm happy for you that you guessed correctly. I think that's fantastic. And I think that there's value in the fact that you got it right. Cool. Awesome. Now what? Well, Trump's going to win and ignore all the stuff that happened in the midterms in 2018 and 2017 in Virginia and 2019. Forget about all that stuff. Don't worry about all that stuff. That doesn't matter. None of that matters. And then Trump gets his clock cleaned. And yes, COVID played a big role in that. I'll be the first to tell you that as well. And everyone's like, I didn't see that coming. It's like, how? How did you not see that coming? How did you not? I mean, there were all sorts of clues and signs that this might be an issue. So maybe we should pay attention to it. And I just think that we far too often are not smart enough about how we're handling this kind of thing. And I don't think there's any benefit to pussyfooting around about it.
Well, I for one appreciate that. I have this weird, it's so funny because I had a conversation with somebody about listening to my own show, and they said, is there anything in listening that, you know, that makes you kind of, and I go, I'm much nicer on the radio than I am in person. If I keep having you on, I'm going to get over that, aren't I?
Well, you know, it's funny, April, you know me in real life. I'm probably nicer in person.
You are. We're the opposite. We're the opposite, Dale.
And it's not a sign of like fakeness or anything like that. It's just different situations. You handle things differently. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with there being different styles in talk radio. And in fact, I think it's very good.
I agree. So tell our listeners who are loving your style where they can find you before we go to our next break. We got Dale Jackson, who writes for Yellowhammer. He does a TV show. I don't know where you can find the TV show, but he'll tell you. And he's on the radio.
Find it at Yellowhammer. It's there, yellowhammernews.com. And you can also find it on Facebook and Twitter at the Dale Jackson. Just swing on by, shoot me an email, Dale. You can find me. Anywhere you want to find me, I'm there. So if you're looking for me, I'm easy to find. Google me. I'll come up.
All right, you got it. Well, thank you again, Dale, and we will talk to you next
week.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys are listening to April Marie Fogel. Before we go to our next break, I want to remind you again, one last time today, to give my friends a call over at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Why might you say? Well, it's the beginning of the month. And if you have the plan to spend part of your weekend looking for a new house, you want to give them a call so that they can give you an idea. They can look at your unique circumstances, your credit score, your income, what you're trying to do, and they can help you so you can pick a home and get into that fight, because goodness knows houses are going soon, with the right number in mind. So give them a call for that reason. Or maybe you're coming into the month and you're like, I wish I had a little extra cash. Maybe you own your home and you want to refinance before the rates go up again. That's a good reason to call them. Or maybe, again, beginning of the month, looking at that balance sheet, you need a little extra cash. If you have a automobile, if you have a piece of land or a home that you have equity in, they can help you get cash out of that. They can do all of those things over there at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Their phone number is 567-9000. I'll tell you again, 567-9000. You'll always get a person when you call over there. No recordings, no getting diverted to another phone bank somewhere out of the country. Nope. These are our neighbors on the mountain in Wetumpka. Their NMLS ID is 232876. That's 232876. They're an equal housing lender. And tell them that you heard about them on the Dan Morris Show featuring April Marie Fogle. And with that, when we come back from this quick break, we're going to do the drawing, Joey?
Yeah, as soon as we come back. So y'all stay tuned.
All right, be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon. Hey, Joey.
Yes?
I don't know a lot of things, but I know that in the world of warring over what skeeters are, I won that battle yesterday.
Okay.
We had more callers know what skeeters were than hadn't heard of it.
No, this is just a grand inside joke y'all are playing on me. I get it. You know, I watched Doug as a kid growing up, and there's only one skeeter in this world. And he was a good man. He was a good friend to Doug. All right. But if by skeeters, you mean mosquitoes, if that's actually true, then if you want to deal with these mosquitoes, stop it with the nasty sprays. Stop it with the citronella candles or the tiki torches. I might have had a bunch of those, actually, when we had the big house with all the roommates. They weren't that effective. If you want something that's really effective at getting rid of those mosquitoes, call Russell Mosquito Control. You can go to RussellMosquitoControl.com to see everything they have to offer. And they are Dan Morris approved. They are Benji approved. That is Dan's beautiful dog who doesn't like to be bothered by those mosquitoes when he's in the backyard. Dan has invested in his backyard, and he doesn't want to mess with that either. So if you've got a big get-together coming up, or you just love spending time outside on your beloved property, Russell Mosquito Control, they come bi-weekly, I believe, and they can get rid of the mosquito problem. It's worth every penny. Give them a call at 425-7587, 425-7587. Be sure when you call them, you tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener, and ask them, is it true that mosquitoes around here are called skeeters?
And they will tell you, yes. Yes, they are.
Fine.
All right. It is that time. The time for the
Sweet Creek Farm Market Drawing.
Yeah.
We tried to do it in unison, but yeah, sometimes. I guess we were just doing jazz there. It can be a little
A little off.
Yeah, a little off. But despite the cacophony, I think we're ready.
All right. Let's make this happen.
And the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 worth, whatever you like from Sweet Creek, is Jean. Oh, my goodness. Jean has been trying for ages. Give us a call, Jean, 272-9228.
Wait. My cookie, Jean?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, yay. I know I told y'all I don't have class favorites as the substitute, but yay.
Wait. No. This is the older lady.
Oh, this is the older lady. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. I got.
No, it's more jean, denim like a jean.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah, it's okay. More like denim jeans.
Look, my brain's mush. Okay, guys, we've got three callers on the line, but then we've got a special discussion this afternoon with State Representative Chris Pringle that you're not going to want to miss about redistricting. So we're going to get to as many callers as we can before 2:30, and then I'll be chatting with him. Crawdad, how goes it, Crawdad?
Howdy. Good afternoon, guest, and appreciate you coming back on. Can you hear me okay up there?
What'd you say?
I was asking if y'all can all hear me okay.
I can.
I'm in the house on a speakerphone because I can't hear with a regular earpiece, you know.
Got it. Well, what are you calling about today?
Thank you. A lot of people are concerned because they remember the experiences with Agent Orange and also the Desert Storm and how the VA reacted to veterans when they tried to get assistance because of the so many different things that happened to veterans, and the VA just, in my opinion, did a disservice to a lot of veterans. And there are a lot of people who are concerned about virology and whether or not the messenger RNA or non-messenger RNA vaccines are going to modify things in your body permanently, you know, other than just helping your body to recognize something and build an immunity to it, or at least not an immunity, but to strengthen the immune system to a virus. And the folks that particularly more recently in Desert Storm still, and the VA folks, there's a lot of folks that are still trying to overcome a lot of health issues. Now, that having been said, I am personally kind of spooked about getting something stuck that's going to cause my body to create a new immune blocker, because that's exactly what's happening with folks who get sick after the viruses, getting the shots or getting the virus afterwards, is your immune system can kill you alone with a histemic response. But
Well, that's true of any medication, though. So far,
go ahead, get the daggum shot. If you do get sick because your body has a strong immune reaction,
You mean like an allergic reaction to the shot?
That's exactly, it's a histemic, yes, exactly
yes,
what
well,
it is. Because
yeah.
When you get a cold, all the sneezing and the wheezing and the sniffling and the body fever, that's your body doing that. That's not the bug.
Correct. Your body is, in fact, is reacting to trying to kill those foreign invaders. But
that's
what I'm saying is, there has been nothing widely available that says you're any more higher risk of an adverse reaction to this than any other medication or any other thing. So just like when I'm trying new foods for the first time, I prepare because I have some allergies. I prepare in case I'm allergic.
You carry an EpiPen.
When we were preparing my son, who was, and they do this with all children, right? So
norepinephrine and Decadron and norepinephrine, yeah.
Yes. Well, and in children, just plain old Benadryl to start. But when you're trying out strawberries or peanut butters or high allergy foods, you introduce it slowly. Mm-hmm. And so there's always a risk to that, Crawdad. But again, you have to talk to your doctor about your unique risk. Don't look at just an overall, you know, study that says blank amount of people. You got, you know, there's with every vaccine every year, they say, are you allergic to eggs or nut products? Or they'll give you two or three things based on mm-hmm. whatever the flu's on. And a lot of people just can't take that. And so you should know what is in here that you're going to have a reaction to before you get the shot. They make you fill out forms. So, Crawdad, I still say it's your choice to get the shot or not, but be informed. Go, you can go to pharmacy.
And be ready that if you do have a reaction, that you have somebody who knows how to immediately give you some Decadron.
Correct. So there's no test place right now that I know of that isn't going to keep you there when you get the shot to make sure you don't have a reaction. That usually these days people are walking in and the longest part of the whole process is the waiting to make sure you don't have an allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. All right, COVID, Crawdad, thanks
on
for
COVID
calling.
Now am I. All right,
thanks, COVID.
Thank you now.
All right, bye. I've changed Crawdad's name. All right, Richard, we've got just about 3 minutes here. How's it going?
Oh, just fine, thank you. I'm listening to you from Scottsboro, Alabama. I'm up here, this is actually my home, but I live at Lake Martin. I listened yesterday, and I don't want to detract from the weightier discussion of the vaccines and all, but to enter into the fray about skeeters, when I moved to Lake Martin 15 years ago, a fellow told me that the big old woodpeckers down there are called Indian chickens. But dragonflies are called skeeter hawks. So it is common knowledge.
Skeeters?
Skeeter hawks. H-A-W-K-S.
There you go. Thank you, love.
Wait,
can
Richard.
Can I enter any kind of drawing?
Yes, we'll get you in.
You can get into both of next week's if you want to.
All right, everything I can get into.
What's your month and day of birth?
1/12.
1/12 for Richard. And how much did April Marie pay you to call up and say
Richard is my new BFF.
I've never met her.
Okay. That's what somebody would say.
Mm-hmm.
All
Chucks
right. And
mail,
make
Richard.
A good name for a ball. Make a good name for a ball team, the Skeeter Hawks.
All right, love. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you guys, you have been listening to April Marie Fogel. And I haven't said it all day. You want to know why I haven't said I'm your favorite substitute teacher? I might have said it once earlier. Joey, because I met a man at a bar last night. He told me I said it too much. I think he's over the fact that I've been here this long and still call myself the substitute teacher.
Was he drunk?
Huh?
The local drunk said that?
Well, he wasn't drunk when he said it, but he was like, I like everything about your show, except that you talk too fast. And you say you're the substitute teacher too often. And I was like, but I am. I don't know what else to call it. The special ghost host? I don't know. Whatever. You guys know who it is when you hear my voice. It has, it's been so much fun. And I'm excited to talk to Chris Pringle. You are listening to News Talk 93.1 and more after this break.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Brian. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a seven-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family caring for yours.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have multiple that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earn at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
At Ligger's Bakery, our name is synonymous with tradition. Ligger's has been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From our legendary mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Remember to call Ligger's to order the custom cookies and cakes that make summertime sweeter. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and Instagram for photos and more information. Or call to place your order today, 288-6550. Or come by the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. Come home. Come on home to Ligger's.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I hate to be the one to tell you that the heat advisory continues again today. This is the fifth day in a row. Our actual high temperature will be near 100, but the heat index is high as 108 today. Sunshine dominates. The rain chances very small, 10% at best. And tonight's low down to about 80. Tomorrow, another tough day with a high in the upper 90s. More dangerous heat indices, but some widely scattered spotty storms will be around in the afternoon and evening hours. And the rain chances get better on Sunday and Monday, and the temperatures will level off. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. You are listening to The Dan Morris Show with April Marie Fogle here. On the line, I have State Representative Chris Pringle. How's it going, sir?
Hey, April Marie. Thanks for having me on.
So before we get into the many things that you are involved in, let's tell our listeners the area you represent and then what committees you sit on.
I represent basically West Mobile, University of South Alabama, and just west of I-65 in Mobile, and I'm chairman of the Committee on State Government. I'm a House chairman of the Committee on Reapportionment. I serve on the Oversight Committee, Examiner of Public Accounts. I'm on Constitutions, Campaigns, and Elections, and I'm also on Internal Affairs.
Some of those are my favorite, I have to tell you. Well,
I'm on the Committee on Contract Review also.
Oh, yeah. Contract Review. That's actually one of my... I'm not nerdy enough for that to be one of my favorite committees, oddly. Well, I brought you on today, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about redistricting. I feel like this is such an important issue, and there just are not enough people talking about it. But before we get to that, there were two bills from last session that I wanted to give you credit for and talk about, if you will entertain me with such. The first one being the effort you led so that individuals and businesses weren't taxed on their COVID relief money?
Exactly. That money was sent to us to stimulate the economy, and I just don't think people should have to pay income taxes on the money. The government gave everybody the money. Why would the government then tax it?
So what money was covered under your bill to make sure it wasn't taxed? Was it just anything that came in through COVID, or was it individuals and businesses?
Yeah, the individual and the PPE money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that pretty much everybody in Alabama, and especially Alabama businesses, were impacted by the ability to not have to pay taxes on that.
Exactly. And the money was sent to stimulate the economy. So, and those businesses and people were hurting last year during the shutdown. I mean, so many people lost their jobs and businesses were struggling to stay open. We just wanted to make sure that money was used to help keep people afloat.
Okay. The second bill that really kind of resonated with me because it had a personal story for you, and for the life of me, I cannot figure out why the Senate didn't pass it, was the bill that was a constituent and friend's daughter on the drug overdose.
Oh, and this is becoming far more prevalent. Basically, it was a young man who had surgery, got addicted to opioids, and they did everything they could to get him off drugs, send him to rehab, and his drug dealer would sit outside a Narcanon meeting, and when the young man came out, his drug dealer would approach him and say, "Come on, man, come on, you know, I've got some good stuff here, And he was harassing the boy to the point where he changed his phone number. The drug dealer actually went and knocked on the boy's mother's door and said, "Hey, I was trying to buy this piece of property from your son. He showed it to me 6 months ago, but I can't get him on the phone." His mother, thinking it was a real estate deal, and the boy needed to sell real estate, that's what he did, gave the drug dealer his new cell phone number. And the guy tracked the boy down and wore him down. He finally bought some what he thought was Oxycontin off of him. And guess what? It was laced with fentanyl. There's stuff coming across the southern border, and it killed him because he overdosed on the fentanyl. And you're seeing a huge spike all over the nation of these illegal drugs that have been smuggled across our southern border that are laced with fentanyl. And my bill simply said, if you are a drug dealer, if you're not a licensed doctor or a pharmacist, and you sell a prescribed medicine to somebody and it causes their death, we can then charge you with manslaughter. Because all we can get you for now is just dealing drugs. But I wanted to up the ante on these drug dealers.
And it seems like I can't imagine who would be opposed to this or why this wouldn't already be law, especially over the years with the increase in fentanyl and other drugs that are laced with
you know, chemicals and other things that are harming people.
Exactly. I mean, to me, it was a no-brainer. But you know how the House of Lords operates. They got up there the last night, and one particular senator was being petty and vindictive, and he was just killing everybody. No regard to the merit of the bill.
So this is, I said, I thought it was someone's daughter. It was someone's son who, and it wouldn't be retroactive, so it wouldn't be able to help that family, but it could help future families. Is that correct?
Oh, exactly. You can't make a bill retroactive, but it'll help future. And a lot of people are going to face this because of the amount of fentanyl that's being smuggled across our southern border. I mean, there's been a tremendous uptick all over the nation on overdose deaths. And if you start peeling it back, a lot of it is because of the fentanyl.
Right. And was this death before COVID or during COVID?
No, this was before COVID.
Before COVID, too. Yeah, I know we're seeing a problem now where the isolation of COVID is, or the job loss, or the general stresses of this have caused more people with mental health issues or substance abuse issues to fall back into old patterns or unhealthy patterns, and it is increasing our overdose, both our overdose and suicide deaths.
Exactly. Well, the concept, the outgrowth of this virus that came out of China is devastating the world, actually.
Well, and then one of the issues is, so you get, individuals don't realize this, but I've unfortunately I've lived this firsthand, is individuals will get clean, and when they return to the drug, even if it's not laced with fentanyl, but if they return to their drug of choice and they do so at such a high level as they used to be on, their body can't handle it anymore. And so overdoses are even more likely.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. They're used to taking 15 Oxycontin a day, and they get clean for 6 or 8, 10 months, and then they go back and swallow 15. They're gonna overdose.
Right. Who are supporters of this bill?
Well, basically everybody but that one particular senator who was upstairs just randomly killing everything with no regard to the merit of the bill. So.
Gotcha. Well, I won't press you on that name. The reason I brought you on today, and first off, I hope that second bill, thank you for the first bill to protect taxpayers, and then I hope the second bill is able to pass this year. It seems like a common sense piece of legislation. Not all drugs are harmless. Not all drug dealers are harmless. There's this idea out there that, drugs isn't a violent crime, but it can be. People lose their lives because of drug-related behavior, especially malicious behavior of those who are getting their drugs from being shipped from China to Mexico and cut with the fentanyl and all that sort of thing. So I hope that passes again next year. Your big issue, you being one of the committee on the redistricting, is drawing new maps. And so basically every state legislative district is has the potential to be redrawn or will be redrawn. Every Board of Education seat and the congressional seats. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. All 7 congressional, all 8 state school boards, and all 140 members of the legislature.
Now, tell us about the committee. So the committee is of the redistricting. Is it a committee or commission?
It's a committee. It's a joint committee. It has 11 senators, 11 House members. I'm the House chairman, and Senator Jim McClendon is the Senate chairman.
Is there anybody from the Montgomery-Prattville area, our listening area, that would be on that committee as well?
You know, I wish you hadn't asked me that because I can't think of who all's on it right
That's
now.
Okay.
That's okay. But we've only met one time, so we're just trying to get ready.
Well, in all fairness, that was a completely random question. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll check that out and let the listeners know. So talk to us about the process of redistricting. So it started with the census, and there was a question of whether or not our census return numbers, we knew that our population numbers didn't justify us losing a seat, but the issue became, will we get enough responses? And we did get enough responses to keep our congressional seats. Is that right?
Well, there were enough people. The Census Bureau declared there were enough people in the state of Alabama. That was that. We had a 64.7% response rate, and the federal government backfilled and said we got to 99. But I'm not complaining because we kept 7 seats.
Got it. So what is the process now? The census has been done. We're waiting on numbers?
Yes. I was supposed to get preliminary numbers last December. And I'm waiting. Now they're telling me they're going to send the numbers in the middle of August. Those numbers are not the actual final numbers, but they're good enough for us to begin the process of meeting with the constituents. We've got 28 town hall meetings scheduled all over the state in September. That schedule should be released yesterday or today. We're going to go all over the state and let people talk about what they would like to see in their local legislative delegations and their school board and congressional districts. And we're going to meet with individual members of the legislature and the school board and all seven members of Congress and begin the process of trying to, draw the districts. You know, in congressional, I have a zero deviation. All seven districts have to have the same exact number of people in them. There's no margin of error, which we'll talk about in differential privacy in a few minutes. But the state house, the state senate, we moved our deviations down a couple of years ago to plus or minus 1%, and in doing so, we wound up breaking a bunch of county lines and voting precincts up. And this time, we've moved our deviations back to 5%, over 5% under. In order to try and preserve some of these, voting precincts and county lines and make the districts look a little cleaner and a little bit more compact under the Jingles test of the Supreme Court.
That makes sense. So you have a little bit of wiggle room within the populations for state legislative districts. Congressional, there is no wiggle room. What about those education seats?
They're going to be plus or minus 5% also.
Okay.
But there are eight of those in the state. We'll look at those and try and get them as close as possible.
So you've got the public hearings, and you're having how many of those?
I think it's 28 total now. Okay. There's 22, and we added six more.
Okay.
But the issue becomes, this is what I tell people, close your eyes and picture the state of Alabama as a jigsaw puzzle. And I've got a little over 252,000 pieces of that jigsaw puzzle that have to be put together in order to make this work. And putting it together, I have to comply with all the different Supreme Court rulings. But the courts won't tell us what we can do. They just come back later and tell us what we can't do.
Oh, that's helpful.
So, exactly. So, we have to balance, these districts, geographically and make sure that there are areas of commonality and they're as compact as possible, and they have to be contiguous. And I tell people this, if it's across the river, but you can see it, it's still contiguous. The district, has to actually touch, the whole district has to be contiguous. There's a lot that goes into it. And getting the population deviations, then we have to start peeling the onion back and start looking at voting age population in the districts and how many people are in there that are able to vote, and comply fully with Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. One of the biggest lies I hear is they did away with the Voting Rights Act. I'm like, no, they didn't. All they did away with was Section 5 preclearance. But Section 2, the meat of the Voting Rights Act, is still in full force.
So what is that? Okay, so getting into detail, what does that mean for when you're drawing the maps that one portion is gone and that the rest is intact?
The part that the United States Supreme Court did away with, we used to, under Section 5, it was called preclearance. If we did anything on election laws or anything dealing with elections, we had to go to the Justice Department and ask them to clear it before we could do it. If a voting precinct burned down, and we had to move it across the street, we had to go to the Justice Department and ask permission to move that voting precinct across the street.
Got it.
If they remodeled the building, we had to go to the Justice. If we changed anything, we had to go to them. And they finally said, after 50 years, and you've not adjusted, Congress has not adjusted at all, because it only applied to a handful of places. And they said, society has changed. The problems are not the same they used to be. So anyway, the Supreme Court did away with it. But Section 2, the meat of the Voting Rights Act, we cannot do anything intentionally nor unintentionally that would infringe on the right of a protected class of a minority citizens from electing or defeating a candidate of their choosing. We can't get into, a majority-minority area, and it's called cracking. Take a city, and break it up and stick it into different precincts. so that that group of politically cohesive protected minority citizens can't elect or defeat the citizen of their choice.
Got it.
And that's called crack. Packing is where, you know, they claim, where people, you know, they pack so many into a district that you get like this super duper Republican district or their super duper, you know, majority African American district. And it's a fine line you walk to make sure you don't crack or pack.
Crack or pack. Okay. Those are bad. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to get a little bit more into redistricting in terms of the timeline and what those new those districts mean for the candidates who are currently serving and any other issues that arise. You guys are listening to April Marie Fogle on the line. I've got State Representative Chris Pringle, and we are talking redistricting. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And we're back. You are listening to April Marie Fogle, Joey Clark here, keeping me out of trouble, and Chris Pringle, state representative from the Mobile area, but very important role of the House Chairman of Redistricting on the line. Thank you for being with us today, Chris. So we were talking about the things you got to avoid. So you got to avoid packing districts and cracking districts. Was that right?
Well, packing populations and cracking populations.
There you go.
Now, along with it, I mean, there's a whole long list I could put just like going through.
Those are just fun to say, though. All right.
Yeah.
So we've got that. We have our public meetings. You go back to the drawing board and you have to get these districts drawn out. Now, when does the, quote, special legislative session take place? It's after all of those meetings, then you come together and you draw it and then have the special session? What is the timeline of that?
Okay. All right. Let me backtrack, make sure that your listeners. I was supposed to get my numbers back in August. And then last December. And now I'm getting them in the middle of August, which has compressed my time dramatically. So we'll get the numbers in the middle of August. We'll start, it takes 5 days to load all the information into the computers. And we'll start meeting with individual members. We'll have 28 public hearings. The end of September, they're supposed to send the actual real numbers down. And we're hoping that the preliminary numbers and the real numbers are close enough that it's not going to affect us too much. So then it'll take 5 or 6 weeks to finalize being able to draw these districts, move these 252,000 plus census tract blocks into each district to make the districts. We go into session, hopefully. I told the governor that we'll be ready at the end of October, 1st of November. And then once we pass a law and the governor signs it, then that information is transmitted to the counties, where all the registrars then have the process of going through every single voter registration file and ensuring that each voter is put in the proper district. And once all those files are done and they know, you know, who lives where and what district they're in, then they can go back and analyze. If a voting precinct is broken, There's, you know, half of it's in one House district and half of it's in the other House district. Then they'll determine how many voting ballots they need in each district. Because there are over, like, there are well over 4,400 separate ballots in the state of Alabama that will have to be printed and distributed for the May 29th election.
That's wild to think about.
Yeah. And then those ballots have to be ready weeks in advance because they have, you know, 6 weeks out, you can start voting. I mean, you have 6 weeks between, you know, all those ballots have to be, you know, sent out and gotten back. So
is that because we've got at the top of the ticket, we've got our statewide races, but and then we've got our legislative districts, because every legislator and every board of education back on the ballot after this redistricting process. Is that correct?
Yeah, and all 140 members of the legislature.
And then
you'll have the U.S. Senate race. You'll have all the constitutional officers, all 140 members of the legislature, the 7 members of Congress, and the 8 members of the state school board.
This is a random one you may or may not know. What about constables?
Yes, constables, but you know, you can just write your name in on a constable.
Right, but that's not are they countywide? What are their districts? I don't even know.
No, they're by voting precinct.
Oh, they're by
at least Mobile. Now in Mobile, they might be every county. Counties have kind of changed those up. In Mobile, we had a constable for every voting precinct, but I want to say Jefferson County limited theirs to like 10. I'm not sure how they operate.
Got it. I'll have to look up how Montgomery does it. I mean, okay. So we've had our public meetings. We have taken the numbers back. The governor has signed them. The registrars have broken them up, so everybody knows where they're going to vote if that's changed. Make sure everybody gets the right ballots, and then it's over.
No, then the lawsuits start. That's when all the lawsuits come into play, because we will be sued. We're always sued. In fact, there's still a federal judge in Birmingham that's going to look at our congressional districts. From a lawsuit.
What a happy ending to be looking forward to. It's like there's not a light at the end of the tunnel when the governor signs it and the stuff is done. Now you just inevitably know there's going to be lawsuits.
Oh, yeah, there always are. But what's going to generate, and my prediction, and again, I'm not an attorney, this will go to the United States Supreme Court. The Census Bureau has decided in order to protect people's identity, they're going to automatically skewer the numbers they give us. They're going to falsify the numbers and send them to us. And they're not going to release the actual real census data numbers for 77 years. So the numbers we're using to draw congressional districts where we have zero deviation allowances, we're drawing with fake numbers. But this, the only, by law, we have to draw with the census numbers. I have no choice. That's it. So, and it's going to be litigated. I mean, it's kind of funny because the left coast and everybody else at the redistricting conference a couple weeks ago, everybody's up in arms. Communicate with us.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. If you're on that legislature page, you can go to reapportionment. There is a specific reapportionment page. Under the reapportionment page, there is viewing the maps. The committee members, the meetings and notices, and then documents and stuff there. And so including the meeting minutes for when they have, there's guidelines, joint rules, and that sort of thing. So check that out if you're interested in this process, which we should all be. I look forward to kind of watching this unfold and hope to have you back at a later day, sir.
Thank you so much. And I promise you, we plan on being as transparent as anybody on this whole process.
Well,
we want everybody to look and see exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. If you are just tuning in, this has been an interview with Chris Pringle, state representative down in Mobile, and he is the House chair of the Reapportionment Committee. You have made it through yet another day. Actually, you've made it through another week.